Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the Health Service Executive has confirmed this morning that agreement has been reached with health unions on the introduction of an extended working day and week in order to ease hospital overcrowding. So the agreement would see staff such as consultants, social workers and admin staff rostered over 7 days as opposed to five. But could the new measures lead to unsafe staffing levels emerging across other key areas of the week? Now, if you're a HSE worker who hasn't worked at the weekends before, we'd really like to hear from you on this. Do you think it can work? Let us know what your thoughts are and how you'd vote on it if you were balloted by your union. 51551 for your text messages, or the WhatsApp number is 0870 32 32 32. Let's hear more about it now from Professor Matthew Sadlier, who's chairman of the Consultant Committee with the Irish Medical Organisation. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So this deal that is being lauded this morning by both the Health Minister and the HSE boss, because we know that hospital overcrowding and the trolley crisis have been one of the most intractable issues in hospitals for a very long time. But is it right that it's lauded? Is it the solution, or is it just a part of it?
It's very much part of it, and it's not going to be the solution by itself. I mean, ultimately, the problem is that we've had a very rapidly expanding population, which is a great thing. You know, for most of us of a certain age, we grew up in an Ireland that had a decreasing population. And we just essentially need more hospital beds is the primary solution to the problem. But also, along with that, I mean, it is right that if you turn up to hospital, no matter what time of the week, that you deserve the same amount, the same care that you get, you know, whatever time of the week you turn up. So there is a part of the solution. And in the IMO, we are absolutely not opposed to extended working days or to working at the weekend. But what we want to make sure is that that working at the weekends and the extended days is productive, that it is useful, that it is an adequate use of staff time, and that this is not being done for some sort of ideological reason, but ultimately has no positive endpoint.
Because consultants who are employed on the new contract, they are working over, is it 6 or 7 days, Matthew?
So consultants work, and I suppose this is where we need to be very clear about what we're talking about. There's scheduled care and emergency care. So almost every consultant working in hospital medicine works a 37-hour regular week and then works on-call or additional hours on top of that. Under legislation, the European Working Time Directive, technically you're only supposed to be able to work 48 hours a week, but most consultants fall over that. Okay, with their on-call hours and with being called in to do emergencies and to provide unscheduled care for emergencies. What the Minister and the HSE here are talking about is providing rostered care to do scheduled or elective or routine, whichever word you want to use, care outside of these hours. Now, that would mean then that that is different to being on call and being called in, mm-hmm. which ultimately could have the impact of reducing the number of hours that consultants work to the health service and could actually have a negative effect overall in productivity, which is kind of the things that we'd be concerned about.
Right. So if you are rostered on over the weekend, obviously you can't do the 5 days during the working week the following week.
100%. So if you just take my personal example, I work here as a psychiatrist in the Mater. I'm on call one out of every 8 weekends. So when I'm on call for a weekend, I work Monday to Friday before the weekend. I'm on call Saturday and Sunday. I'd come in an average maybe 3-4 hours Saturday, 3-4 hours on Sunday, depending on what the activity is like. Sometimes a bit more, sometimes a bit less. And then I work the Monday to Friday the week after. Now, if you rostered me as part of my rostered working time to come in on the Saturday or Sunday, I have to get time off under employment law on the week before or the week after. Mm-hmm. So actually what you're getting is less working from myself, and that would apply to most consultants. And what we really don't want to see happen is that the perceived gaps in service at the weekend just get moved to gaps in service during the week.
I see what you're saying. So ultimately this will mean that more staff will be needed.
Ultimately, and what we've called for at our AGM in April was, like, there's never really been a proper sit down look at the map, look at population distribution, and look at where are our hospital beds, where do we need our hospital beds, and what is the best way of providing them. If you want to run a hospital that runs 24 hours, 7 days a week, if you look across the water at the UK, you know, you're looking at hospitals that have 1,000 beds or 1,200 or 1,500 bed capacity. We have a series of very small hospitals, internationally speaking, and to run one that runs for, you know, that 24/7, you need the weight of numbers of staff, you know, so you need not four or five, I'm just picking cardiology because most people would understand that as a specialty, but yes, I could be talking about any specialty, you need 15, 16, 20 cardiologists to be able to have enough people there that you can roster them to work out weekends, overnight, as well as to have cover during the week. Mm-hmm. And the problem is most of the hospitals in this country don't have that weight of numbers of staff in order to do that safe rostering. So what you end up then is rostering doctors to work in non-specialist areas. You get less specialist care available. And my final point is that from when I graduated 25 years ago, you know, where the treatment for somebody with a heart attack was literally give them pain relief and sit them in a quiet corner. And that was kind of international best practice at the time.
Right.
Now, you know what I mean? Now you're looking at trying to do an angioplasty, trying to get a stent in within 24 hours. But to do that higher level of complexity, you need specialist staff. Mm-hmm. And the problem is by distributing our staff too lightly, are we just moving medically, technically backwards, but just to give the people the veneer of the concept that they're being seen faster.
Well, but the other side of this is that if you are due for discharge, hoping to be discharged from hospital on a Friday, and that doesn't happen, then you're going to be left in hospital until the Monday because you're not going to have the rounded assessment that you require in order to be discharged from that bed. So that might help with that problem, or if you need treatment over the weekend and it can be left until the Monday, it's not urgently needed, it will be at the moment, won't it? Because you don't have the holistic service in place over the weekend. You might have the consultant, but the consultant won't have the backup team as it stands.
No, you're 100% right on that, Claire. I mean, consultants are only part of the medical picture. Obviously, I would say a very important part. But, you know, you need, you know, health and social care professionals. You need that holistic wraparound care. You need the physiotherapy, the OT, you know, the other inputs. But one of the difficulties about discharges that I think gets missed in the discussion, like if we're discharging somebody from hospital and I work in old age psychiatry, so I work in older adult care, the thing that holds up most of our discharges is not what goes on in the hospital, it's what's going on in the community. So if we want to discharge somebody from a hospital on a Friday, we have to make sure that their meals and wheels are available on Saturday, mm-hmm. that their public health nurse can change their dressings on Saturday or Sunday, that their community pharmacy, that they get their own meds, is open on the Saturday, Sunday. So there also has to be a tie-in. You know, it's easy to send someone out from a hospital. You know, that only takes one person and a pen to sign a letter. But the question is, when they leave the hospital, what services are available for them in the community? Will they be able to get their dressings changed over the weekend? Will there be somebody there to help them with their medication? Will they be able to restart their care package? Are the agencies that run home care open on a Saturday that we can phone them and tell them, you know, that Mary is coming home tomorrow and can her home health be there to see her in the morning? Or are those agencies only running Monday to Friday? So actually, we aren't able to provide those services.
Yeah. But I see what you're saying. But then, you know, I have a listener who says, I work in the West's biggest hospital. No physiotherapy, no OT, no pharmacy, no social workers, no radiology, x-rays, MRIs, CTs from 4:30 on a Friday to 8:30 on a Monday. Now, if this goes some way to solve that, and I accept what you're saying that it may create gaps later in the week and that's a problem that has to be solved, but that can't be left stand, Matthew, can it? That there's that lacuna days at the weekend.
And as an organisation, we've never supported that, and we've always been in support of, you know, having properly staffed hospitals. And as I said at the start, you know, the time of day you turn up to a hospital shouldn't affect your outcome. So absolutely, if this agreement can do that without leaving gaps in the service somewhere else, we 100% support that. Mm-hmm. But the problem with that is it's going to involve recruiting more staff, because if you want people to work over 7 days, that's 2 7
yeah.
more staff.
No, I see
you
what
need.
You mean. It might create a problem at the other end. Matthew, I'm going to have to leave it there, but no doubt we'll hear more about this as we go through the day and we get more reaction to it because it has just emerged this morning. That's Professor Matthew Sadlier. We'll take a break before news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.